You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Matthew Leach and Paul Hagan.
Hi, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, joined by MLB.com's Paul Hagan. And we'll be talking about a team that's hoping to make one of the really great big stories of the season, and that's the Tampa Bay Rays, a team that struggled mightily in the first third, first maybe two-fifths of the season, and has really come on strong here lately.
Yeah, the Rays are not a fluke at this point. They've been playing really, really good baseball since around June 10th or 11th, and if they decide to keep David Price and make a run at it, they're going to be a team, I think, that a lot of people are going to have to worry about the rest of the season.
We're now joined by MLB.com's Bill Chastain, who covers one of the most interesting clubs in the league this year. Bill, the Rays have gone from kind of a nice story to pretty compelling here. What's going on with this club?
It's crazy. Everybody kind of thought Madden was out of his mind when he kept talking about, sooner or later this team was going to find its legs. And they're really looking more like the team that everybody thought they would be out of spring training. Of course, some of the parts aren't what they thought would be there, but, with the addition of Kiermaier and some of the others. But right now they're playing as good or better than most teams in baseball. So they seem to be back in the thick of things here a little bit.
The elephant in the room, obviously, is David Price. And presumably they're at a point now where they just really won't make a decision one way or another for another week. But how does that situation look to you right now as we approach the deadline?
In my opinion, and that's all I can give here, is I just think they'll hang on to him. And I know maybe he might be of a better value now than, come winter meetings or whatever the next deadline is before that. But I just think they feel like right now that they've got a good chance, as good a chance as anybody, to win this division. So if they trade Price, that does change. But I say that's my opinion, but on the other side of the thing, Andrew Friedman is always looking to better his team, and that means for today and the future. So, they say they have to keep an eye on today and the future. If somebody comes up with a deal that'll knock their socks off, I think, they could make it. But I think that the fact that they are winning right now and the fact that they, don't feel like they're boxed into a corner might even make him more, harder to get and more, give them a little more bargaining power.
One thing we're seeing from this club here recently is they're scoring some runs. They're still not entirely healthy. So what's the cause of this kind of offensive outburst we're seeing here lately?
Well, first off, as I mentioned Kiermaier earlier, Kiermaier's really given them an injection of energy. He kind of reminded, and Longoria was telling me the other day, that he kind of reminded everyone that, hustling is a pretty good thing. I mean, this guy, I haven't seen anybody hustle like this in the major leagues in a long time. He makes you remember Pete Rose a little bit. But, on top of that, Longoria seems to be getting some of his mechanics straightened out. Loney is really heating up. Loney, just owns Adam Wainwright, which is pretty impressive. The switches that, or the matchups they've been playing have gone pretty well. Another guy who's already, starting to get involved a little bit too is Yunel Escobar. He had a big hit against the Cardinals. So, once they kind of, they're kind of starting to look like that team that, again, that everybody thought they'd be out of spring training. The one thing they haven't had as part of their composition, which they used to have when they had the Uptons and the Crawfords, is they really don't have that speed component. So I think that really mired them in their slumps a little more than what they normally, would have when they had the speed. But on the other hand of that, they don't strike out as much. It's kind of a double-edged sword. It could go either way on that. But I just think all of a sudden it's like the guys are kind of falling into where the averages are that they are going to hit and produce offensively.
On top of that, this is, as we've talked about before, this is a club that's always been built so much on starting pitching. Quietly, it seems like I've seen a couple of good starts here from Alex Cobb. Is there a feeling that maybe he's kind of rounding into shape?
Yeah, he's a big part of the story. Coming into the season, there was some debate whether Price was better than he was. He was that good at the end of last season. He's kind of, he started the year, he pitched a real nice game against Cincinnati and then went on the DL with an oblique injury, which kept him out a long time. And ever since he's come back, he's kind of been struggling with his mechanics. And when you talk to him, he says, you know, I think he's kind of past it now, was that he was thinking a lot of mechanical things when he was going to the mound instead of going out there having his mechanics sound and just attacking hitters, you know, and thinking what he needed to do to set him up. Once you get those mechanics out and you get to where you're attacking hitters, I think once Cobb does that, I think we're going to see a lot more from him. And I think he's getting there right now, which is good news for Rays fans.
Are they as strong in the rotation as they've been all year long right now?
I think so, because Odorizzi's, you know, pitching really well. Right now, of course, they're only going to four-man. You know, Hellickson, they're trying to let him build up his endurance a little bit, get his legs back under him while they have some of the days off so they could kind of manipulate their rotation. But, you know, Odorizzi's looked really well. Archer can be dominating. And if Hellickson comes back and he's pain-free, you know, we've seen what he could do in the past. He knows what he's doing out there.
So as they approach the deadline, and let's say they get closer and really start getting to where they're not just a team on the fringes, but a team in contention, if that pendulum swings away from trading David Price, trading Ben Zobrist, what's the other side of that? What do they think about adding? What could this club use, and what could they maybe benefit from doing on the addition side between now and the deadline?
You know, I was talking to some of my colleagues about that, and it's kind of hard to figure out what – I mean, if they could find maybe some kind of power bat for DH, but everybody wants – you know, is looking for that. Maybe a bullpen piece. The bullpen has been, you know, probably one of the – they've got Jake McGee and Brad Boxberger have been really strong lately, but Peralta, Balfour, Oviedo, they've all kind of struggled a little bit. So you know, you wonder if you're going to, you know, wear out McGee and Boxberger. So they might look for a veteran piece there, but, you know, I don't know what they have to give up as far as that goes. You know, so in the past, really, if you revisit what they've done historically, some of the things they've done have been after the trade deadline when some of these guys slip through the, you know, and clear waivers. And where they are record-wise right now, they would probably be in a pretty good position to claim somebody waiver-wise. But, you know, one big thing that I'm sure they've got their eye on as this thing goes, you know, comes close, is that while they have been on a hot streak, you know, they're still in fourth place and they're, you know, eight games out. But everybody, you know, while they've been on a hot streak, I think this past 10 games, nobody in the AL East had a losing week. So maybe the rest of the division is kind of perking up a little bit too, which would not be good news for the Rays. So it's, you know, it's kind of a, you know, a daily thing to just see how it's going to transpire.
You mentioned the potential of adding a big bat, and one, you know, there's also some potential for that internally. I know we didn't get off to a good start this year, but Will Myers theoretically is a really central part of this. What's his status? Is he anywhere close? Are they counting on getting anything from him this year?
I think they're looking at him like mid-August. You know, it's one of those deals, you know, the injury he had to his hand, you just don't want to force it, particularly a young guy like that. And you're getting pretty good outfield play from, you know, Joyce, Guyer, Kiermaier, and Desmond Jennings right now. But I agree with you. If he comes back, it's almost like you made a trade for a slugger. So that does bode well for them. And you know, I will throw this out, too, as far as their trade ideas go. I don't think that this team is, you know, the way they look at things is usually a little bit, you know, outside the box. And I don't think they're afraid to trade within the division if they got what they wanted. You know, and it's kind of an old school thing, you know, oh, you never trade with the guys in the same league. But I think I don't think that that's that big of a deal to them. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
You sometimes hear about teams, you know, buying for next year. Do you think that's a kind of thought process they might have where you're not renting guys and you're not selling guys off, but it seems like kind of what you're getting at, that maybe what you do is bring in guys who can help you this year but can also help you down the road?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's because I really had the feeling that this team, the way they put it together this year, they felt like they were going for it. And you know, some of the deals the guys have, you know, they extended Escobar. They gave DeJesus a 2-year deal. the deal they signed with Hannigan. And, of course, that's another guy they could be getting back, you know, within the coming weeks is Hannigan. But I felt like the mentality going into the season was, you know, we're going to go for it this year. Now, it hadn't turned out the way, you know, they thought, but, you know, some other guys have come along and really filled in the gaps that, you know, some of these other guys were supposed to fill.
Well, there are very few teams in baseball that have more riding on the next week, week and a half than the Rays do, and we're looking forward to seeing what happens. Bill Chastain, thanks for joining us on MLB.com Extras.